Hey, what's going on, Sound Sessioners? This is Michael Heidemann on behalf of Kevin Richter here at Sound Sessions Podcast. Just wanted to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast today. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to fill your ears with lots of really cool interviews from us. Search Sound Sessions WGN. Also, feel free to rate, review, and maybe even tell a friend, since it helps us immensely in the iTunes ranking and will allow us to continue bringing you great, great content. You can also check us out on Twitter at SoundSeshPod, Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, and we recently were added on Acast, so you can check us out there too. Or if you're feeling up to it, you can send us a good old-fashioned email at SoundSessionsPod@gmail.com. Our latest interview took place a few months ago when Electric Six headlined Chicago's famed Double Door Theater. And we are delighted to bring you our latest interview with the rock and roll mavens, Electric Six. Yay, yay!
You know what? I'm Flex Pavilion.
Hello, this is Andrew W.K.
Yo, 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 it's Miles from Slack Stupid.
This is Ali F.
This is Nick from Chook Chook Chook.
What's up, guys? This is the Chainsmoker.
This is the Nameless Ghoul from Ghost.
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to Sound Sessions.
Rock-infused Detroit, Michigan band, the one and only Electric Six, has come out with their 11th album called Bitch, Don't Let Me Die, which will be released, it was released earlier this month, actually, and tonight they're playing a show at the Double Door. We have the one and only Dick Valentine joining us today. Dick, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. We're wrapping up our tour, not tonight, tomorrow in Madison, so this is the penultimate show, and that's the one that because tomorrow night I'm just going to be drunk the whole night in celebration. So this is that last real show.
So this is the show to see, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, I'll be able to walk tonight, because tomorrow I'm just going to be celebrating the fact that it's all over.
Of course. How long has this tour been? Like, you guys have been kind of all over the place, haven't you?
Well, if by all over the place you mean Florida and New York City, and then here, I guess so. But if you look at the grand picture of the entire world, or even the solar system, then it's not really, we haven't covered that much ground.
Right
yet,
on.
Yet.
Well, just telling you, I went to your show last year, actually, here at the Double Door, and it kind of blew me away. So I'm very, very excited to have you on air with us. What do you like playing at the Double Door? Is this kind of like a thing you like to come back to? What's the crowd like here in Chicago as opposed to places in New York and Florida and everywhere else?
It's a bit... it's a bit better than Florida. Let's start there. We love the Double Door. We recorded our live album there. We just have a really great relationship with the people there. It's kind of the perfect venue for us. Not too big, not too small, and we always come back.
And we love having you back. You guys are great. I mean, 11 albums, man. This is, and you had two solo albums yourself as well, right?
Three, actually. Yeah. Wow. It's easy to do, I guess. Especially with the band, everyone writes music. So, I just kind of say, like, if you have six people in your band, you only need people to write two songs each per year. So that's an album.
How does Bitch, Don't Let Me Die differ or stand out from other albums?
At this point, that's a harder question, just because I don't really sit back and compare them and rank them. I just kind of focus on what we're doing right now. Start to think about the next album, but it's a rock and roll album. It's an Electric Six album. I know I'm not giving you too much information, but why I'm trying to do that is rather than me talking about it, why don't you just go out and buy it, and then you can find the nuances and differences yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Don't ever listen to me. Listen for yourself. See for yourself. If you come tonight, then you'll see us. Just get the record, go ahead and make your own judgments. I would be the last person to tell you how to rank this to other people's albums.
Sure. When you're coming into Chicago, I know you're probably pressed against the clock quite a bit, but if you ever have any downtime in Chicago, are there certain things you like to do and certain things you like to go out and see or anything?
Sure. I like, there's an incredible restaurant on Michigan Avenue. I forget the name of it. Yeah, I like going there.
Very nice. Okay. one of my favorites. Right. There's a lot of great places there. Well,
yeah.
So if you need any food recommendations, let me know.
Fantastic. Right now, we're in front of the U.S. Cellular Field. It doesn't look like there's much going on there right now.
No, there wouldn't be. It's the action's a little bit farther north, I believe, at the other little ballpark.
I guess so, yeah. Is there a game tonight? Are they playing?
Tomorrow, I believe.
It's tomorrow. But I think the whole neighborhood in general is kind of freaking out.
It's a fantastic thing that's happening. I'm just so blessed for all of you. I'm just feeling so blessed for everyone in the city.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's kind of a big thing for us. I mean, it's between Electric Six and the Cubs, it's basically the best year that Chicago's ever had.
Is Harry Carey still alive? I haven't been keeping track.
He's alive in spirit. Know. Alive in spirit.
All right. Well, that's for sure. That's fantastic for him.
So, you know, being a huge fan of Electric Six, as I've kind of always been, I love that gritty rock sound you have. And man, the way that you can really just expel that bass in your voice, it kind of blows me away the way that you do. And one thing I found very interesting is, being a fan myself, you created a Kickstarter campaign for your rockumentary Roulette Stars of Metro Detroit, which actually raised like $63,000 from your fans. Now, what's the news on this? Can we get any more updates on this, and like, you know, what's going on, and what the process was like creating this whole project?
Well, it's a double tiered question. The first one, the actual Kickstarter campaign. I mean, it was our third Kickstarter campaign. We have so much fun with them. It's a lot of fun to come up with packages that, you know, you can sell to people. And for instance, tomorrow we're making good on one of those pledges. One of the packages was I'll be your golf swing coach. So we're one of the guys who bid on it. We're going up to a golf dome up in Deerfield tomorrow morning, and I'm going to help him perfect his swing.
Wow.
And he pledged a lot of money for that. And then he also gets a couple beers at the 19th hole, I guess. So it's things like that. We have a lot of fun coming up with, you know, things that we can sell people. And then as far as the actual thing we're working on, it's a mockumentary kind of, you know, we're fancying ourselves kind of like the Desperate Housewives, or the Housewives of Orange County or whatever, but instead we're roulette players in Detroit because there's all these casinos in Detroit. So it's what we're doing. We're having a lot of fun with it. We're about a third of the way through the filming, and it's coming along really well.
That's so cool. So when can we expect it to come out?
It should come out in June of 2016.
Oh, I cannot wait, man. That is too cool.
You guys getting there? Okay.
It's we've never done anything like this, so it's fun for us.
That's, you know, that's so awesome that bands can do that today, because there's so much more girth. I mean, I remember when I was young and I'd watch like the Blink 182 documentary back in the day, and I was just thinking about how awesome it was, and I wish more bands did that. And now they can actually get money from the people who care about watching it to make it. Your fans must really, really like you. Does it feel good to know that you have that kind of impact on people listening to your music?
It absolutely does. I mean, that's, you know, doing these Kickstarter campaigns, I mean, it kind of verifies that you know, maybe there aren't millions of people who are into our band, but the thousands who are you know, way into it. And, you know, that's good. We definitely, for better or for worse, are a unique band with, like, a unique situation. So, we just keep working it as hard as we can.
I see that you guys are all living in different cities. How does writing and recording work? Is it that one person writes and, you know, everybody kind of collaborates after that, or is it you guys all get together and write? How does that work?
Well, we do the main studio work at John's house. He's kind of taken the reins the last four albums or so. But as far as piecing together songs, I mean, everybody's got GarageBand or Logic, and it's easy just to send files between each other and that sort of thing. So it's, I mean, it's not that uncommon. I mean, I remember before, like, I mean, I think Pavement, all the guys on Pavement in the 90s, they all lived in five different cities, and that was before computers. So, you know, I don't know how they did it, but it's easy to do these days.
Okay, so Dick, can I ask you how you got your name Dick Valentine there?
It was just something I thought of one night. It was a long time ago. I don't put a lot of thought into anything, so that's you know. And I also once I make a decision, that's it. I don't really spend a lot of time regretting it. So that's how that happened.
Well, I mean, it's got a great ring to it.
Oh, and I can say the same thing about you.
Oh, well, thank you.
What a kind man he is. What a kind man is. So you know, you guys got together in 1996, and you are the last remaining member. You are the steadfast, tried and true anchor of the band. What was the vision you had when you first started this band, and how did that stay the course or change over time?
At the time, I just didn't want to be phenomenally boring. I didn't want to overthink production or like, you need this guitar tone or that guitar tone. I just wanted to have fun, and I wanted people to come see us have fun. And it's kind of been like that, you know. Not to say we don't think about things, but that's never been the number one goal of the band. Just be entertaining. And if we're not your idea of entertaining, then obviously you don't have to come see us. But we've definitely found a niche of people that seem to be into it.
Yeah, I would say so. You guys definitely, and I get the vibe that you don't take yourselves too seriously from what you were just saying, and I think that's a cool thing, because a lot of bands these days are so high on themselves, you know. Can you talk about, it sounds like you have a pretty strong following in England. How did that get established, and how often do you guys go over there?
We go over there at least once a year, sometimes twice, if conditions are right. Basically, at the time we got signed to XL Recordings, which is a huge deal over there, and that was because of our involvement with Jack White, the White Stripes at the time. So mm-hmm. We were just in the right city at the right time, and had that connection, and were able to get a couple songs on the radio over there because everything works differently over there. There's no clear channel or anything like that that makes it harder. Rock bands they still get played on the radio over there, whereas in the States it just doesn't happen anymore. So I think those are the kind of quick answers to that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I also heard one rumor, and I kind of just would love for you to dispel it, that Jack White, actually, he was doing the background vocals for Danger, Danger, High Voltage. True? False?
Yeah. No, I can confirm it. We've been on the record about that for a long time. But I never get sick of confirming it.
I mean, how rad is that? That is so cool. Well, 11 years of just living the rock star life. I mean, 11 albums, 3 solo albums. You've done it all, man. You've done it all. And tonight you can see them at the Double Door here in Chicago, the famous Double Door. Make sure you check out their new album, Bitch, Don't Let Me Die, as well. And Dick, we are so thankful for having you on Sound Sessions today.
I can say the same thing. This is it's pretty great to be on a radio station of this caliber. A lot of people don't think about Electric Six at all. So the fact that you guys are just thinking about us and then reaching out to us is just you don't know what it means to me. I'm gonna start weeping.
well, we can't thank you enough. I mean, we're one of the tried and true rock bands of this time who still keep it real and down to earth and actually play real music. We couldn't thank you enough for doing what you do.
Oh, thank you. We hope to see you at the show tonight. You got to come on down. We got to get to know each other.
Of course. Of course. I'm looking forward to it. I'll bring some of that good old Michigan Avenue food for you, too.
That'd be great. You know the place I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one on Michigan Avenue.
We all love that spot.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, that was Dick Valentine. Thank you again for doing that for us, and see him tonight at the Double Door. Thanks again, Dick.
Thank you. Now it's just my techno. You can't trip on my synthesizer. Electronic world for every boy and every girl. You can't trip on my synthesizer. Alien technology onto the world is so free. You can't trip on my. You can't trip on my.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.